The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Today's show is dedicated to the art of oral sex. And that's going to take many different forms. We're going to talk about some fantastic websites that are dedicated to oral sex. We're going to talk about oral sex literacy. We're going to talk about oral sex porn. We're just going to talk a lot about oral sex. And I'm hoping you might open your mouths and talk to us and with us because we're live and you can give us a call at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. You can also post questions on our Twitter feed at Sex Out Loud Radio. So I just want to catch you up on a couple things. First of all, last week's show on May 8th, which was about race and racism in BDSM communities with my guests Melina Williams, Angel, and Brecklin, was a really, really important episode, and we've been getting lots of great feedback about it. If you haven't listened to it yet, after you listen to tonight's show, go listen to that one. I'd really appreciate it, and we welcome continued feedback on it. So I am, as you know, in Los Angeles, but we are heading back to New York for the summer, and so we will be recording all of our shows at the Sex Out Loud Studios East. That sounds so fancy, doesn't it? It just means I'm on the East Coast. That's all it really means. But it sounds fancy to say the Sex Out Loud Studios East and the Sex Out Loud Studios West. So as part of being in New York, I've got a few events I want to tell you about. First of all, June 1st, I am going to be presenting at the Lambda Literary Awards. And I am literally the least famous person presenting an award this year. I mean that humbly and just directly and honestly, because the superstar, queer, famous person lineup is kind of out of control. And they're giving these great awards to John Waters and Rita Mae Brown and, of course, all the people who, you know, are going to win that we don't even know yet. So you should be there. It's a really good time. It's a great time to sort of schmooze with your favorite GLBT authors and writers and editors and publishers. Go to lambdaliterary.org for tickets. And then August 4th, it is confirmed, I will be teaching Anal Pleasure 101 at the Pleasure Chest on the Upper East Side in New York City to kick off Anal August. So I am going to be there in New York teaching my very, very famous anal sex workshop. Go to pleasurechest.com for details. The event is free, and it's basically first come, first serve. So if you want a seat, you better get there really, really early. If you don't mind standing, you can get there a little bit later. But definitely, I want to see you guys there in August. And then join me in Burbank, California when I'm back on the West Coast, along with some of the top names in the field of sexuality, September 11th to 13th at Catalyst Con West. KalosCon West is a 3-day conference that was created to inspire exceptional conversations about sexuality, with more than 70 speakers presenting over 40 sessions on topics like sex education, erotic writing, sex-positive parenting, and slut shaming. KalosCon West is held at the Los Angeles Marriott Burbank Airport. For more information, go to catalystcon.com. Listeners can use the code TRISTAN for $10 off of registration. And remember, the day before it begins, September 10th, my pre-con workshops begin. I am doing my infamous sex educator boot camps this year. I'm really excited. This is professional training for both budding and working sex educators. And I'm thrilled. It's one of the most exciting projects I've got going on right now. And I just, please read about it on the site and sign up. Okay, remember we're live, 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. We already have a caller on the line, but I want to introduce my guest to get you all jazzed up. So caller, I hope you'll just hang in there and hold. Okay, let me tell you about her. Sophie DeLancey is a porn creator and advocate devoted to spreading the message that porn can be both beautiful and ethical. She's the vice president of a group of erotic websites, including the feminist porn award-winning website, theartofblowjob.com, and the newly minted site, theartofcunnilingus.com. She co-hosts a monthly sexy storytelling event in Toronto called Tell Me Something Good with Samantha Fraser at the Gladstone Hotel, as well as the weekly Tell Me Something Good podcast on the Swinger FM network. She's also one of the hosts of Sex City Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. Sophie has written for numerous sexuality and porn sites, has appeared on many radio shows and podcasts, and has spoken and taught workshops at numerous schools, conferences, and events. As an educator, her work focuses on porn literacy, porn and relationships, DIY porn, discovering and discussing desires, oral sex techniques, and body positivity. So it's all about oral sex today, people. Welcome, help me welcome to Sex Out Loud, Sophie DeLancey.
Thank you for having me.
Sophie, the Art of Blowjob is really the flagship website, and it's actually been around for a long time in website years, since 2007. So let's start there. I'm going to describe it as it's described on the website, and then I want you to tell me how it came about.
Excellent.
Okay, the Art of Blowjob is a site devoted to beautiful videos and photos focused on sensual oral sex skills and incredible cum shots, as well as new educational video series. These amazing blowjobs are expressions of passion and intensity brought forth by the pleasure of giving pleasure. Subtle teasing, gorgeous eye contact, lots of deep throating, sweet stroking, and talented tongue work coming together to create an electrifying connection captured in a unique cinematic style and showcasing the incredible eroticism of the blowjob. Tell me about the Art of Blowjob and how it came to be.
Well, I'm glad I wrote that. I'm like, oh, wow, there's a lot of keywords in there. Part of my job is SEO. So the Art of Blowjob actually started back in 2007, as you said. It was a spinoff from another site called Dolorem.com, which was just kind of general erotic photography. Because back in the day, you could just have photos on the internet and people would pay money for them.
Yes, remember that?
What a world. So from that, the photography was very interesting. It was one couple at the time. And they enjoyed that, but they wanted to kind of move a little bit more into the video sphere. So it became focused on just one thing. They wanted to really have a niche, and blowjobs was something that in their personal life they really enjoyed, and it was also something that was very compelling on film and that they felt like was not represented in this way. So thus far, oral sex had primarily either been an appetizer, so, you know, before the main course of intercourse, or it was something where the oral sex giver was passive and the person receiving the blowjob was active and at times even very active, even violent. And there's nothing wrong with either of those because, you know, sometimes it's just a little, a quick blowjob before other things. And sometimes you do want to inhabit that world where the blowjob giver is submissive and the blowjob recipient is more kind of dominant. But at the same time, it was really exciting to offer something focused on skill and focused on sensuality. So it was about the idea of, sit back, let me give you a blowjob. Let me show you what I can do. Let me put my enthusiasm into it. Let me put different styles into it, different moments, little subtle eye contact, things that are compelling in our real lives, and just kind of finding a way to make that reflect in film.
Yeah, and I want people to know out there that, you know, obviously there's no shortage of blowjobs on the internet. Okay,
yes.
We will all agree on that. We'll concede that point. But this really is different. It has its own vibe and its own aesthetic. And at the risk of creating a dichotomy, I hate dichotomies, but it's sort of the opposite of facial abuse, which
is
one of these really rough, hardcore sites of oral dominance and submission that anti-porn feminists love. Oh, they love the facial abuse. Mm-hmm. Man, do they love the facial abuse. They love to quote it. They love to show you pictures of it. They love to talk about how awful it is. So what I want people to know is that, like, this takes blowjobs kind of to a whole other level. I mean, this is blowjobs with themes. This is blowjobs with different other kinds of fetishes. This is blowjobs with costuming. This is blowjobs with, like, breathtaking cinema. Talk about filling a niche. I mean, it really does this quite well. And obviously it's continued this long, so it must be hitting a nerve with someone.
It is. And I think it's very exciting to be able to offer just something different. And now there are more sites that include blowjobs as part of their repertoire in a more substantial fashion, and definitely with directors who are making DVDs. But there is still something kind of special about just saying, this is a blowjob website, but it's not the kind you're thinking of. And we even take on things like, we do take on facials, and we do take on irrematio, the idea of being, you know, face fucked. But taking it in a very different way, divorcing it of some of its context that we understand more from DS or for sites like facial abuse. And at its core, what is a facial? It's just ejaculate landing on the face. And maybe it's very exciting to be near a penis right before it ejaculates. Maybe it's very exciting to be involved in an orgasm in such a visceral way. So just kind of taking the tropes that exist in blowjob porn and recontextualizing it and then putting it in a very cinematic style.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought up the facial, because we actually have some questions. People wrote in with their questions, and we actually have a few about facials. So I think it's a good place to go next. But we first got to take a break. I already hear that there's two callers on the line. And callers, I love you for calling. And I swear, at the top of the next segment, I am going to get to your questions. But first, we kind of, you know, had to set the stage for blowjobs. And of course, cunnilingus is coming as well. I would never, ever leave you people out there without cunnilingus. So let's take a break. When we come back, I'm going to take my fabulous callers, no pressure callers, but you're going to be fabulous. And we're going to talk more about oral sex with Sophie Delancey. So stay tuned.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I was just reading Twitter and someone named Yazette just quoted me, live tweeted me and said, I hate dichotomies. And then she wrote, that's one of the hallmarks of a Wesleyan University education. Yazette, that is so true. So true. Okay. So we're live today and today's show is all about oral sex. And I want you to call in and talk to us about oral sex, ask questions about oral sex. Tell us, maybe you're a big fan of theartofblowjob.com. Maybe you're a member. Maybe you're a performer. Call us and tell us 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. And I believe we have a caller on the line who's actually been a repeat guest on this show. Sex educator Reed Mahalko calling from San Jose. Hi, Reed.
Everyone. Hi, Krista. Hi, Sophie. Hi, guys.
Well, of course, you have something to say about blowjobs, right, Reed?
Well, I do. I have two. My question for Sophie, because just as a geek, like, I'm curious about your fans. Like, what are they emailing you and requesting? Because both of your sites seem really personal, and I would imagine that you have a lot of engagement from your fans. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm always curious about what people are asking for, because we want to see things that not necessarily we don't see represented, and that's always, it's really rewarding to see the sex that you think you can't find out there on the internet. And so I just want to acknowledge you, too, for putting together a lot of imagery that we don't necessarily see in mainstream porn a lot, and for creating sites where we get to see, you know, oral sex in a way that we, you know, maybe we've always wanted to see, with fabulous lighting and great pan shots and things like that. So, one, this is acknowledgement, but I'm really curious about your fans. Like, what are they asking for these days? And if it's changed over the years.
Well, I think, so you're right, there's a lot of engagement, a lot of emails are like, I lost my password, I don't know where it is, but the ones that are about the blowjobs and about now the cunnilingus are very different, and I think that's what's exciting about The Art of Blowjob is when we look at, like, the metrics of our fans and of our followers and our members, it's really all over the place, and compared to a lot of other sites where there's a really substantial percentage of the demographic that's men age kind of 20 to 45. With us, there's actually a very wide variety, and we have people who are coming to The Art of Blowjob for different reasons. Some because it's artistic, some because it's sensual in a way that other blowjob sites aren't as much, some because they're just really into blowjobs and maybe have a very particular subset fetish with blowjobs. So we get everything from requests for specific outfits, which tend to not be intense. They actually tend to be wanting to see just like a crisp white button-down shirt is one we get a lot. Some people like to see particular fabrics, so using satin or silk with a blowjob, kind of as the hand job element, sometimes with gloves or even just with, we had a satin robe recently that was a request. Then we have people who are looking for specific things. So facials were actually something that we came to because we had a lot of people who were very interested in facials and a lot of people who were interested but could not, in good conscience, whatever that means, participate in facials with what was currently available online. So kind of asking for us to, if we felt comfortable, create an alternative to that, the facial porn content that was available. Something where, whether it was in the meta materials or in the content itself, showed happiness, showed intent, showed like actually being in control of the situation. So sometimes it's just as easy as a facial where the person giving the blowjob is the person who gives them a hand job at the end to have the cum on their face. So sometimes it's as simple as little moments like that, to sometimes it is a little more out there. We've had requests for hair jobs over the years, which is something we've dabbled in a little bit, but not too much. And also, it's something that's helped us with often when we get requests that are more on the technical side than on the atmospheric side, we can not only include that in the site, but we can include it then in our educational series and kind of break it down for people who see it in a video and maybe don't know what to think or maybe don't know what's going on.
Thanks for your question, Reed. What are you up to these days? Do you want to plug something?
What am I up to? Well, I'm in San Jose today. I was in Cupertino and I got to see, you know, Apple's headquarters. And so as a geek, that was really exciting.
Ooh.
Then I'm going to be, well, we've got Sex Geek Summer Camp coming this summer for all the sex educators who want to geek out on businessy things in West Virginia. And I think I'm going to be at Catalyst Con West as well. So I'll be excited to see you there. And have fun at Lambda.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling, Reed.
Bye.
Bye.
Sophie, you touched on a whole bunch of different issues.
went on a tangent.
You didn't go on a tangent, but there's so many pieces in there that I want to talk about. I mean, the first of which is just this notion that, that we've seen this repetition of a certain kind of blowjob. Right. And so we tend to assume if it's porn and it's a blowjob, it looks mostly resembles this. Right. Yeah. And that's what I think is so interesting about this as kind of an intervention in the conversation mm-hmm. is the blowjob itself does not have to be one thing. You know, the blowjob can be sweet. The blowjob can be love. The blowjob can be intimate. The blowjob can be dirty. The blowjob can be animalistic. The blowjob can be messy. The blowjob can be neat. I mean, there's all these different ways to kind of play it. And that's what I feel like you're teasing out in the site is this notion that we've seen a repetition of this one kind over and over and over again. And that's just not, it doesn't reflect the diversity of oral sex, you know, happening in our lives.
Absolutely. I mean, today's update was called, I think, something to the effect of blowjobs are unique. And it was just talking about how we've had, at this point, over 500 updates. And that's a lot of blowjobs.
That's a lot of blowjobs. Yep.
The same way, if you're in a long-term partnership with someone, you're not going to get bored if you get regular blowjobs because there's different elements of connection. There are, you know, sometimes it's very seductive. And we tend to see a lot of difference between times where it's seductive and times where it's sweet. And then the times where those two merge or there's elements of both. Maybe it's mostly seductive, but there's a silly sweet moment. Or maybe it's mostly silly and sweet, but then you get a moment where of eye contact that's just smoldering. And so there's so much beyond that. And it's exciting to show because for a lot of people, mainstream porn does not represent the sex they have at all. And especially when it comes to blowjobs, especially going back to 2007 and 2006 when this was kind of set up, it was frustrating to want to see blowjobs that look like what you have in your life and just to really not have access to it at all. Maybe to a certain extent with amateurs, but even then there's so much desire to emulate the tropes of sex mm-hmm. in porn. And so just to give people that option and to show that even though this is a very specific niche, no two blowjobs will be alike. It's exciting to lend that to the conversation around porn.
Yeah. We've got another caller and it's another sex educator. Okay. Clearly oral sex brings the sex educators to the yard apparently, because all that's calling today is famous sex educators. So L Chase, which is, I think she's lchase.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is a sex educator. She's in Los Angeles and she's on the line. Hello, Elle.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling. You want to talk about oral sex?
Yes, I do. Hi, Sophie.
Hello. I heard you have a question.
I'm excited. Lately, I've been really fascinated, intrigued with the idea of deep throating as it relates to the kind of sex people have in their own homes, as opposed to what they see. And what I've been seeing at classes that I teach and people that I coach is this sort of shared understanding that deep throating is de rigueur and that should be part of any person's oral sex repertoire, where it actually is quite uncommon for somebody to be able to do that with a penis in their mouth, just completely, you know, putting the whole thing in their mouth. So I'm kind of wondering, having the site, which I'm a huge fan of, what is your opinion on deep throating and how comfortable it may be for the women, the actresses that are in the videos and how that works? What's your opinion on deep throating?
Well, so I think there are two factors that kind of exist in here. One is that on our site, almost entirely the lion's share, occasionally we do have folks with bigger penises, but by and large, we're working with average to even, you know, on the smaller end of average folks who have penises that are more or less deep throatable without horrifying challenges. So for what that means is the vast majority of our performers and the vast majority of people who are watching our videos are seeing deep throating as it is going all the way in, but it is not necessarily going into kind of heartburn territory. And so I think that is a part of it. And for folks who have some deep throatability, that is where I would say the lion's share of people exist, that they have some deep throatability and maybe they can get to about 5, 5.5, maybe 6 inches, but would not be able to deep throat a 9-inch penis as is often seen in mainstream porn. When it comes to deep throating, when we approach it from the educational angle, which is something we do every Wednesday on the site, we've had several different deep throat related videos in the short time we've been doing them. One of which was kind of like, you can work on training yourself and you may be able to get further if you repeat the motion and sort of find breathing techniques and other techniques of visualization to kind of relax the throat muscles a little bit, but you will not necessarily ever get all that far. And depending on the width and depending on the length of your partner's penis, you can get a little bit further, but there's no surefire way to be kind of a gag-free deep throat superstar. And that's an important thing to kind of reconcile. One thing we really like talking about is the illusion of depth, which is the idea that if you've given a blowjob with a fair amount of spit, or if you're using flavored lube, whatever you want, but a fair amount of wetness going on, then you can get to as far as you can comfortably go and then allow either one or both of your fists to follow the lips up and down, and it feels not exactly like deep throating, but fairly close if you keep that connection the entire way up and down from lips to fist to, if you have another fist, depending on how long we're talking and how deep you can go by yourself. So it's that's one way to kind of get around it. So we try to emphasize that deep throating is a thing that some people can do and a lot of people find sexy, but we really need to identify that it doesn't work for everybody. Also, that not everybody necessarily wants it.
Right.
And it's important to kind of honor where you are. And you can you can try to get further, but that it's not necessarily ever going to be 100%. And that's how sex is, regardless of if it's deep throating or anything else. It's not always a skill we can completely master, but there are ways to work around it, and there are ways to also, you may not be the best deep throater, but you have the fastest tongue in town. That's right. A very exciting thing. Or you have incredible hands, or you have, you know, ice melting eyes. There are so many valuable things about blowjobs. So although we like deep throating, it's certainly not something we try to overemphasize in the blowjobs. We just try to have that be one of many elements that we enjoy.
Yeah, I think that's what I was looking for, is sort of destigmatizing the idea that someone has to do that in order to be great at blowjobs. But certainly a great answer.
Right.
And I can see the site is very diversified as far as technique. So that's that. Thank you.
Hey, Elle, what do you have coming up? Because, you know, when I have sex educators on the line, I want them to plug their shit.
Why, thank you. You know, oddly enough, I am teaching Big Beautiful Sex, Sex and Body Image at the Pleasure Chest on Wednesday, the 20th. And actually in July, I'm teaching fellatio and cunnilingus at the Pleasure Chest. So,
oh my God, this is so appropriate. This is so appropriate.
It's very appropriate.
Okay, right? Good. So go see Elle at the Pleasure Chest, please, people.
Yes.
Thanks, Elle.
Thank you.
We've got to take another break. There's so much good information packed in there, and I want to reply to all of it, but I want to take a break. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to finish this this discussion on deep throating, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what else? Cunnilingus. So stay with us. More with Sophie Delancey, and we're all about oral sex today, people, when we return.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We're live today talking about oral sex with Sophie Delancey, talking about these great websites that she's a part of, theartofblowjob.com and theartofcunnilingus.com. You can give us a call at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. So one of the things you talked about before the break was about this educational component. Let's talk about that, because that's a fairly new addition to theartofblowjob.com, right?
Yeah, that started just at the end of last year. So we've been doing it for, I guess, about 6 months now, a little less. And it was really important for me, and it was something I wanted to do for a long time, but I didn't know exactly how to do it. So eventually I just said, hey, okay, so I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna write a list of all of the things that it would be good to know about with regards to blowjobs. And when I got to 150, I stopped and I was like, I will revisit this later. And so from there, what we did was we took little moments from shoots where we had people focus on specific issues, which is me anything from deep throating to using a cock ring to figuring out how to use your hands to teaching somebody about your body through masturbation. So all sorts of different things that can lend themselves to blowjobs. And so we have these little videos. They're about a minute and a half, 2 minutes long. They feature these ideas kind of slowed down and brought to the forefront. And then I write scripts and speak like this, which is a little more sensual and calm than my usual upbeat tempo. So they've been every Wednesday, and we've had phenomenal feedback. We've really been able to show people, because I consider the art of blowjob to a certain extent aspirational, and that makes me feel like it's a Martha Stewart type thing. But it's showing things that are pornified in a sense. They're shot beautifully. They're shot by people who are there specifically to make blowjobs happen, but they're things that can fundamentally happen in your home. We're not doing anything that's impossible.
Right.
So we
right.
wanted to give people more direct tools, because we were already talking on social media and blogging and via email all about how to kind of translate the art of blowjob into the real world, but we wanted to give something more direct. And then now we've also started putting up both erotica and articles, so written content, to kind of back things up even further. Because while we can show, you know, this is how you twirl your tongue, it's proven a lot harder. The initial idea was that we would also have kind of social sides, so like teaching people how to communicate, teaching people how to set the mood, teaching people to know what they want. And it was really hard to make that into a film, especially a minute and a half to 2 minutes long. So that has ended up being written articles. So we're just trying to kind of approach blowjobs from a holistic way where we are not only showing people something pretty, but showing people how to technically execute them and also how to have that be respectful and engaging and fun in their lives.
No, I like this new feature a lot. Obviously, I'm a sex educator, so I like it. And I feel like it brings to light even more why the diversity on the site is important. You know, it makes me think of like the folks who come to Elle and say, I have to be able to deep throat, right? Like that's the pinnacle. She could send them to a site like this and say, actually, there's a lot of different ways to give a blowjob. And it really depends on, you know, you and your partner and what you like. And so we can sort of, we can stop centering this deep throating as, you know, the best technique there is, but just make it one technique that some people can do.
Exactly. There's so many people who come to me and are like, well, what are your top three blowjob tips? And I tend to say, okay, well, communication, creativity, and enthusiasm. And they're like, oh no, I mean, like, what's the thing you can do with a scrunchie? And like, okay, probably not the best person to talk to. But I think that's really what it is being attuned to what your partner wants and what you want, being able to understand that either explicitly or implicitly, being open to trying lots of different things. Because when you look at what a blowjob is, it's a series of different parts of a person and a series of different parts of you. And you can go slow, you can go fast, you can be gentle, you can be rough, you can be intense, you can be passive. There's so many different elements, and you can put all of those together in different orders and have unlimited different ways of getting a blowjob. And then mostly it's enthusiasm, and that's the hardest thing. And I think when it comes to things that we try to talk about in our meta materials, the idea of how do I get my partner to be enthusiastic about oral sex is probably, we get that question a whole lot more than we get, how do I get my partner to deep throat? And it's hard because it necessitates a very serious conversation. Not horrifying, but certainly not something that people are necessarily thinking about if they're asking that question, which is, you know, you have to be open about your desires and you have to be ready to hear what your partner feels. And there are ways that personally you can kind of be more engaged, whether that's being more communicative, whether that's being very excited about being skilled, whether that's kind of having your own power dynamic going on in your head, even if that isn't actually what's happening in real life. There are ways that you can personally get there, but in terms of getting a partner to do that, there's a lot more to it. There's a lot more conversation. So it's rarely are there good little sound bites.
You know, another question just came in on Twitter, which is really an interesting question to ask an educator. This comes from Yazette, and she or he says, how do you teach people to know what they want in oral sex?
It's really, really hard. So because it's Masturbation Month, one thing we recently posted was an educational video about masturbating and masturbating in front of a partner specifically so that they can see your technique, emulate your technique, and then add oral sex to the mix. So that's one way. Because when people talk about a blowjob, I tend to get very frustrated when people say things like, oh, people use their hands in your videos. Yes, they also use their breasts. They also use toys. They also use all manner of things. Those are all still blowjobs as long as they also involve the mouth in some way. So
hands are not cheating. I've said this for years. Hands are not cheating.
So going back to that, certainly using hands the way someone else uses their hands as part of the blowjob is helpful. In terms of figuring out what you want oral sex-wise, you can obviously watch videos. You can watch oral sex videos or other types of videos that feature oral sex. You can read erotica. You can kind of investigate your feelings towards different fetishes, different power dynamics. But I would say a very tried and true method, if you have a partner who's willing, is just try different things. Have kind of a laundry list in your head of like, okay, so do I like it? Do I like focus on this particular area? Or do I like this very kind of gently? Do I like it rough? Do I need rough hands but then a soft mouth? There are so many options, and going into things with a general idea what you want is helpful, but it's also very exciting to discover it as a partnership.
That's a great point. That's a great point. So it's been around for a while, and finally, its companion, which some people may have saw coming, has shown up on the scene, and that is the artofcunnilingus.com. And there's so many things to talk about with the art of cunnilingus. First of all, I got a lot of questions about it. But my first question about the art of cunnilingus, which is pretty, again, self-explanatory, is what is the cinematic approach to shooting cunnilingus? Because I know from experience that shooting a blowjob and shooting cunnilingus are radically different. When you shoot a blowjob, you can actually see most of the action. You can see the technique. It's right there in front of you because of how we're all built. But when someone gives amazing cunnilingus, you can't see anything except the back of their head. Is this just a series of back of the head shots?
No. So it's very complicated. And some people think like, oh, you finally took my suggestion and made the art of cunnilingus. And we're like, oh my God, seriously, this has been on the burner for as long as the art of blowjob has existed. The reason why it took so long is because we needed to be at the right place financially in terms of our ability to have enough cameras, in terms of finding the right folks who wanted to have their faces on film in less than flattering ways sometimes, all smushed up, and also just the technical ability with shooting and editing to put together a number of cameras and a number of different angles and figuring out then how to edit between them so we're not favoring what people would consider the male gaze, but we're not being too clinical, but we're not being too, I don't know, airy and avoidant of the sexual elements. So it's really complicated. It's some mix of face shots, so shots of the people who are receiving cunnilingus having pleasure and moaning and smiling and looking lovely. And back of the head, there is some of that. Wide shots. And then what we try to do is get side angles as much as possible. And we try to suggest, I mean, it's really one thing we don't do is we don't really direct. We don't have that as an element. We basically say, you know, have the kind of oral sex that you'd like. Often it's partners. When it's not partners, it's usually people who are lovers or who have shot together before in some capacity, or we have people kind of really extensively talk about what they like, what they don't like, what they want out of the scene. But we do try to have an element where people are teasing and then an element where people are really going at it.
Yeah, because see, teasing gives you the opportunity to show a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you can stick your tongue out and ever so slightly caress the labia or the clitoris, and that's very easy to see. When it comes to actually getting down to what will get you off, it's the thing that will also smush the giver's nose into the depths of you and create just this kind of this sweaty, writhing, amazing thing that is very difficult to catch on film. So we do have to, at that point, relinquish any desire to see what is going on. We try to have establishing shots where we see, not super clinical, but we see all of the vulva, we see them exposed, we try to show after the fact. We try to have also fingering, again, because oral sex isn't just about the mouth, fingering or toys or external caressing so that we see more of the genitals as well. It's a mix of a lot of different things, and we're still trying to get the recipe exactly right. And sometimes what works for one couple or one scenario or one film, maybe we wouldn't work again the next time we shoot. Face sitting, though, is something that we come back to a lot because people love it. And I think the same way facials were kind of seen as this DS thing, so often face sitting is seen as a DS thing where it's always femdom, it's always, you know, leather and cuffs and, you know, hooded masks with little zipper exposed to sit on their face. And so it's kind of fun to say, here's face sitting just kind of neutrally and sensually, and maybe there's some dynamics at play in different ways, but it's not overt femdom, and that's kind of exciting. So that's also something where, depending on how folks are built, obviously, you tend to see at least a little bit when you're closer up of the technique.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is all great, and I can't believe we are almost out of time. I don't know how that's happening. I don't know how I'm going to get to all your questions, but please don't let that deter you from calling 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. We are going to take a break, and I'm going to get to your questions that you've emailed, all your amazing questions, after the break. So stay with us.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasm. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today with Sophie Delancey, and we have so many questions to get to. I'm going to rapid fire, like launch them at you. Sophie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, first, I want to thank Epifora for her question, which I do believe we did address. You already addressed it, which is about the challenges of shooting blowjobs versus cunnilingus. So thank you for sending that, Epifora. Tina Horn, the amazing media maker who also has her own podcast, Why Are People Into That? She asks, is there a cunnilingus position you think deserves to become a porn classic or standard?
Oh, that's tough. I think if I could go for anything, I'm a big fan of a vibrator, especially like a G-spot vibrator, inside, going as fast as that person can while also getting cunnilingus focused on the clitoris. If we can make that happen, that would be awesome. It is the most work. I feel cruel whenever I ask a partner to do it. I actually haven't even subjected my new partner to it yet, but it's kind of like, okay, how fast can your arm go and how fast can your tongue go? And let's get those going together. So,
wow. But again, you said it was aspirational. So I think that's a great aspirational position.
True.
Yes.
We're going to have a lot of towels to like wipe the beads of sweat as everybody kind of maneuvers to get, well, I mean, the person receiving just lays back. It's fabulous.
Okay, this one comes from Jake. How do I build up my oral strength? I love giving oral to the girlfriend, but it seems like my tongue and jaw gets exhausted pretty quickly.
So actually on Twitter, I will, on a fairly regular basis, say, okay, break time. Swirl, if you're alone, swirl your tongue around and flick it up and down as fast as you can for 30 seconds. If you're around other people, do it inside your mouth. I'm a big fan of actually exercising. When I'm not giving blowjobs, I will still keep my deep throat skills alive by using dildos. And when I'm not giving cunnilingus as regularly as I would like, I flick my tongue very quickly in my mouth just as I'm going about my day. I think it's obviously, it's difficult, and I'm a big fan of if you're getting to a point where you're getting a little exhausted, switch to your hands for a while. Switch to a toy. Take a little break. There's nothing wrong with needing time, whether it's through cunnilingus or any other sexual activity. That said, if you want to build up your strength, it really is. It's a muscle. Well, a bunch of muscles, and flexing them and working them out is good.
Good, so just work out. That's the answer. Okay, this comes from Ken. When it comes to oral sex, using barriers, whether it be condoms or dental dams, is far from the standard. Most people would probably consider it odd, not to mention all the conversations I've had with sex-positive people and peer educators. They seem to think that it's probably not going to change. With oral sex being on the lower end of the risk scale, will there ever be a true shift in the general population to use barriers for oral sex?
It's hard because even with the art of blowjob and the art of cunnilingus, because we almost always shoot with partners or lovers, they're always comfortable not using barriers. And we don't want to force people to use barriers if they don't want to, so it hasn't happened yet. I would really like to shoot how to give a blowjob with a condom, and we're working on the educational series for The Art of Cunnilingus, but for the reasons we've established, it's a little slower going. Finding a way to show people how to do the techniques in video form is challenging. But I think, I don't know, I have definitely, when I didn't know people's statuses, especially historically, used condoms for blowjobs and dental dams for cunnilingus. And there are folks, like when I was on Carnalcopia, which is another Swing Set Network podcast, and actually when I was on Life on the Swing Set, we discussed barriers for oral sex, and they were very much for it and actually enthusiastic. So there are sex educators and sex personalities who think barriers are awesome. I think they're valuable. I think queer porn has a lot to do with that. And queer porn really normalized gloves for me.
And so interesting.
I think there might be subsets and niches that are more focused around that. I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, I think it is lower risk. We also briefly earlier discussed cancer, oral cancer as an issue. And I think maybe that might be the shift that might kind of move people towards using condoms, is if they don't know their HPV risk, if they don't know about, I don't know, transmission for cancer is still a little nebulous when it comes to oral sex. That might be the type of thing that would encourage people to use barriers.
And Katie had a question about barriers. I want to practice safer oral sex on vulvas, but I hate dental dams. What are my alternatives?
I don't think there are any. I'm really sorry,
well,
Katie.
Plastic wrap. No, plastic wrap.
So the key is to not get the perforated kind. But that said, if you don't like dental dam, I don't know if you're going to like plastic wrap anymore.
Well, here's what I like about plastic wrap. Okay, there's a couple things I do like that I think are better. One is plastic wrap is clear. So I feel like I can see the whole vulva, which is part of the turn on for me. And I do feel like even though dental dams are thin, they still obscure it, right? So I still have a good view. And then the other thing about plastic wrap is you can literally put someone in a panty or a jock strap or a brief or whatever your preferred mode of underwear is, and then it's hands-free, right? So you don't have to constantly be holding and stretching this piece of plastic. You can actually just put it on them and then go to town. So I say non-microwavable plastic wrap.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Lynn asks the question, why was the site The Art of Cunnilingus launched only recently? Do you think cunnilingus is more culturally taboo than fellatio, or was there greater uncertainty about how well a site would do financially? Okay, I know one of the answers to this is it's just harder to shoot.
Yeah, so that's the whole answer.
But what do you think of this cultural taboo? Showing cunnilingus versus showing fellatio, do you think there's a difference?
Well, so I think we knew there would be money in the bank and we knew that people would love it. So that was never a concern. But there is, and we wanted to go into that taboo, but there is definitely a bigger taboo. I was quoted in Rachel Kramer Bustle wrote an article that ended up going all over the place. It started, I think, on Dame Magazine. And it was all about kind of just how even in mainstream, we don't see as much cunnilingus because women's pleasure is scary. People are afraid of women's pleasure. The mainstream and mainstream porn, it's not focused towards us and what we want and what we need. And I think part of that, because it's internal and it's more mysterious, I think also because we have a lot of very patriarchal ideas of what women's sexuality should look like, and it's not celebrated and out there and focused on. So we're really excited to kind of be at the forefront of very clearly stating that this is so important and this should be not only a niche, but this should be like the focal point of a website, because it's a niche, but it's also saying this is really important. And so for us, the only frustrating part is that we felt for a long time like we couldn't do it justice. So we wanted to make sure that we got to that place. And now I just feel like I'm a one-woman parade nonstop talking about how great cunnilingus is in porn.
Well, I want to add my two cents that, you know, I did a whole video called The Expert Guide to Oral Sex, Part One, Cunnilingus. And people always ask me sort of, is there a difference between how those two have sold? And certainly I think Vivid even had the conversation, like, is someone going to buy a video where there's practically very little penises and very little penis pleasure, and it's all about the vulva and the vaginas and the pussies. And it's all about cunnilingus, essentially. And what I will say is that in the beginning of that series, it was literally the slowest seller of any other topic I have ever covered. But by now, we're now almost a decade into my series, it is on par with the sales of the fellatio title. Mm-hmm. It has literally caught up to the sales of the fellatio title. So I think the tide has turned, the world has shifted slightly, and people are really ready for all cunnilingus all the time in their porn.
Absolutely. People want to give pleasure. They want to be good at it. And I think because cunnilingus to a certain extent has been physically and otherwise shrouded in mystery, it's nice to be able to give that, and people are really at this point now excited to have it and to become a better partner, because we understand from mainstream very well how to be a better partner if you're in a heterosexual partnership and you're the woman. But if you are trying to give pleasure to a woman, it's a whole other game, and people are looking for places to learn.
Well, thank you so much. We are completely out of time, but I want to thank Sophie DeLancey, who's a porn creator, advocate, and vice president of a group of websites, including theartofblowjob.com, theartofcunnilingus.com, tmsgstories.com, and sophiedelancey.com. You can also follow her on Facebook and Twitter at Sophie DeLancey, and you can find me on Twitter at Tristan Taramino. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when I will be on the road, but I have a great pre-recorded show for you. Sex worker activist and host of the Whorecast podcast, Susie Q, will be my guest. We recorded this at International Ms. Leather, and it's a great one, so don't miss it. Until then, get us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Sex Out Loud Radio, and remember, talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.